All the beauty of nature is right there in the orchid, with their intricate design and almost infinite color palette. And the study and cultivation of these beautiful flowers have become a lifelong passion for thousands around the world. There's always much to learn about them, and the members of the Garden Isle Orchid Society meet year-round to share tips about what it takes for their flowers to thrive. As the Society prepares its annual Orchid and Art Festival, Ada Kuna is on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, Ada.
Hi, good morning.
You've been an orchid enthusiast for how long now?
Oh, for about 15 years.
What drew you into it?
Oh, I guess it's just the variety, the beauty, and the fact that they last so long, and the challenge of growing them.
What is the challenge, Ada?
Well, some orchids are made to be grown up in higher climates. I live right by the sea, and certain orchids won't grow well here.
Yeah.
So they're kind of temperamental.
You've got salt air to deal with where you live then,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Well, but that's, that takes a hardier variety of plant. But some orchids are quite hardy, aren't they?
Yes, yes, there are. Well, remember that orchids originally grew in trees, and they would be blown from one tree to the next, and that's how they were spread out through, say, South America.
Well, you know, Ada, other flowers are beautiful, right? But orchid fanciers seem to have a kind of a separate world of their own, that there's something.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
There are 30,000 species,
mm-hmm,
and 800 genera. And a lot of our growers are creating new types of orchids. They'll crossbreed of certain orchids. So there's the challenge. You know, there was an orchid fever, say, a couple hundred years ago in England, where people would kill for a certain orchid.
Really?
Some wealthy Englishmen would send people down to, say, the jungles in South America and look for orchids. And when they'd find a certain species and they had enough to ship back to England, they would destroy the rest of them, and so no one else could have that species.
Well, that's not very ecumenical spirit,
no.
Is it?
But it was very interesting. And there are just so many things to learn about the orchids. I mean, for instance, orchids have to have, insects to fertilize them. And there are some orchids that if they don't have the insects, they have like a certain sexual attraction to bring the insects to them to breed them.
So
it's just a very interesting plant.
Well, so you not only need the right soil and the right temperature and the right kind of atmosphere conditions,
right,
but you need bugs too, huh?
Yeah, you gotta fertilize them.
Where do you get your bugs?
A lot of our people use a toothpick, and they'll take the pollen from one and put it on another, and that's how they breed them.
Uh huh. Oh, so you take the place of the insects that aren't endemic to the area?
That's right.
So I'm assuming that not all these orchids are native species, but are some of them?
No, we only have three native species.
Uh-huh.
They're terrestrial. They grow in the ground. And I read where the botanical gardens here on Kauai had planted some up in the Alakai Swamp. I don't know. I haven't heard how they're doing.
Well,
but there are other orchids that, like the bamboo orchid that came from the Philippines, that is growing wild here.
Mm-hmm.
But there are only three native Hawaiian species. It's just to bring them here naturally is just impossible because we're so isolated.
Well, the world of orchid cultivation has a lot to do with cross, what you were describing as crossbreeding,
yes, uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah, you'll see a flower that looks like a cattleya, but when you look at the name, it says Brassea lilea cattleya. That means it's been crossed three times with three different types of cattleyas.
So it seems as if there's almost no limit even to what could yet be done in
Absolutely,
terms of,
yeah.
So every orchid grower has the potential to kind
right.
of.
Right. But most of our orchids were brought in from sailors when they came into the islands, and they left them behind. And it used to be a rich man's game, but now everybody can do it.
Well, that's refreshing, huh?
Yeah.
They transported in what form? Just in seeds or a bulb?
They would bring them in by boat.
But I mean, as a full grown plant. Or,
yes, as a plant, yeah.
And then they get cross fertilized. I'm thinking that you then put them in an environment where they don't have the insects.
Yeah, right. Then the growers that have to fertilize them.
But they are most of them are dependent on some sort of other organism to cross pollinate them.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
That would seem to make them kind of a delicate species, haven't
they? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And yet they come from...
In Hawaii, mainly, we had the Vandas, the Phalaenopsis, and Dendrobiums. But now with the Internet, you know, our guys are always looking for new types that'll grow here. So I think we'll have about 30 different types of orchids at the orchid show.
And have some of your members created, new...
Oh, yes. They've crossbred them, and we have one young lady that crossbreeds her Dendrobiums. And of course, the thing is that you don't know for several years when the orchid blooms what it's going to look like. It could be really ugly, but they some of them have a talent for knowing which flowers you can crossbreed.
I've never seen an orchid I would describe as ugly, but I guess they're relative terms, right?
Well, there's some, the colors don't come out as pretty as they want.
Yeah. One of the things I think that makes them spectacular, and I was looking at some on your Garden Isle Orchid Society website, are just not just the richness of the color, but the very, very subtle kind of gradations of color, the way they blend into each other. Yeah?
Right. Yeah, for many years I photographed the winners of the orchid show, and I also did some photography for one of the growers, and it was so amazing. I have one hanging on my wall here, and it's so amazing how many subtle colors there are.
Yeah, is that something that is sort of particularly true of orchids, do you think?
Well, of course, roses have it too, but orchids I think are they're just special.
Well, like roses, orchids have their passionate devotees, don't they,
yeah.
Ada? Of which you are one.
Well, you know the orchids is the largest plant family in the world.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to that show, Ada. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, yeah, we look forward to people coming. There are a lot of people that, snowbirds that come, and they'll set their schedules so that they can see the orchid show before they leave.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Ada. Ada Kuna is the publicity director for the Garden Isle Orchid Society, whose annual Orchid Society Spring Fantasy Show will be held Friday and Saturday, April 1st and 2nd, in Hanapepe Town at the United Church of Christ. It's free and open to the public. It coincides with the 10th consecutive Kauai Orchid and Art Festival in Hanapepe Town that will include art all over town with an orchid theme.